John Van Damme. He's dashing and debonair, suave and sophisticated, intelligent and erudite, and he wrote this. You are listening to The Ron Van Damme Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Damme Show.
Thank you so much.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Thank you. Right, thank you. Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Damme Show. I'm the one they refer to in the title. If there were a police lineup, I'd be the one all the way to the left. Just remember that, just in case. And that's about it. Have a nice weekend. Let me introduce a couple of people that make the show possible besides myself. There's John Shanahan, who's the announcer and does many of the comedy bits on the program. John Shanahan, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for him. And then there's Jason Shaw, who performs and has written the theme songs and closing themes and incidental music. Incidentally, he wrote that. And then there's Nicole Reed, who is the British voice that you hear at the beginning of the program and also books many of the national interviews that we do on this show. And those are just some of the people that have contributed to my fund. All right. All right. We get it. You've got a theme song. We get it. We get it. Don't have to drill that into me. Thank you so much. Well, this is a very special weekend, isn't it? It's Memorial Day weekend. There are three holidays in the summer that we regard. There's Memorial Day, that's this one. And then there's July 4th, that's the next one. And then there's Labor Day, that's the last one. And in all of these holidays, of varying degrees of celebration, there are hot dogs. Oh my God, what's with the hot dog thing? Yeah, hot dogs, man. I'm scared of them. I don't know what they are. I don't know where they came from. I don't know. I have a dog, and when I walk my dog, and my dog crouches down to, pump out one of those feces things, it reminds me of a hot dog, and I can't eat them accordingly. This is just something about hot dogs that are just so incredibly disgusting. Ron, are you going to do the whole show about hot dogs? No, not the whole show. Just shut up and listen to me. This is important. I don't know what's inside those things. And nobody will tell you. Nobody will tell you what's going on. They won't. They won't say a word. What's in a hot dog? Don't worry about it. Is it horse meat? Is it beef? It says beef on the package, but that can be all different parts of the beef. It could be the hoofs. It could be the private parts, the parts we don't talk about. That's why they call it private parts. Can I talk about that? No, those are private parts. We don't talk about private parts. That's private. I don't know what's in there. Lips. I don't know what's in those things. And I don't think the people that shove the things inside the casings even know what it is. And then there's chemicals that are added to keep it fresh. Fresh and lively and tasty. And tons of sodium. Every time you eat something that has tons of sodium injected into it, it's because if there wasn't sodium, you couldn't eat that stuff without sodium. What does that say for the stuff? Oh, this is really good. What is it? Oh, there's a lot of sodium that'll cover it up, whatever it is. But we love hot dogs, don't we? And it's the beginning of the spring-summer trilogy of holidays. This one's the most solemn of them because it's Memorial Day. There is actually a purpose behind this holiday. There's actually a purpose. We are remembering and honoring those who fought and died for this country. Even if they didn't fight, if they died while they were in military service, they fall under the category. And we take a moment between bites of the hot dog to remember these people. It's a kind of a solemn thing. But we gather together. It's one of those holidays where people get together and eat hot dogs and drink alcohol. I don't know. I don't understand the holidays anymore. Every single reason for a holiday has been diluted into getting shit-faced. That's been the rule for holidays. I don't care what it is. Even Christmas, it's supposed to be a religious holiday, you know, with Jesus. People are still trying to find Jesus and waiting for Jesus to return, to come around again. And every once in a while, you got to say to yourself, I've been waiting a long time. Apparently, this isn't going to happen. But it's a very religious holiday. But what do? We get drunk at parties. That's what we do. This is what we do. All across the world, we celebrate everything by getting drunk at parties. That's it. It's what we do. It doesn't matter what the reason is. It's an excuse to get drunk at parties. Whatever. You got to be careful with the hot dogs. Ladies and gentlemen, toward the end of the program, Chef Jamie Gwen will join us. She's a celebrity chef. And that means that not only is she a chef, she's a celebrity as well. And you put the two together, you get celebrity chef. She's going to join us and give us some recipes and probably hawk some product. I don't know what these people do, but that's what we're going to do here. All right. I went to the supermarket yesterday because I'm a little bit excited about the fact that this is my first hot dog holiday of the trilogy. And I like hot dogs because A, they're traditional, B, they're traditional, and C, they're traditional. So I eat hot dogs. Why, I don't know, but I do. Well, listen to this.
There's nothing more American than a hot dog. And this summer, we will eat over 23 million hot dogs in Major League ballparks alone. That's enough to stretch coast to coast from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles to Camden Yards in Baltimore. But did you know hot dogs, also called Frankfurters, were first created using pork in Frankfurt, Germany in 1852? But on average, an adult in the United States consumes 70 hot dogs a year. So maybe it's about time you learn what the heck is actually in all those hot dogs. The most popular hot dogs are either made from beef, pork, or both, fat, and lots of it, salt. Check out how many words start with sodium on that label, and lots of chemicals. Hot dogs are prepared commercially in huge vats, where rapidly moving blades grind and mix these ingredients with spices. This mixture is then forced through tubes into casings for cooking. Now, most hot dogs you purchase at the store are pre-cooked and they're ready to eat. But people tend to boil, grill, or microwave them at home. And we all know that dogs aren't considered a diet food, obviously. But how unhealthy are they? Well, despite the first ingredient being meat, hot dogs are not a great source of protein. In fact, one typical hot dog only has the equivalent of this measly 3/4 ounce piece of lean steak. Each hot dog is about 250 calories. 70 to 80% of those calories are pure fat. And that's before you even consider any of the toppings. Now, like other processed meats, hot dogs are loaded with sodium, which we know raises our blood pressure. Ugh. So does this mean that you have to go cold turkey on hot dogs? If you're a Francophile, You don't need to take this to the total extreme and never eat another hot dog ever again. But my advice is to save them for those special occasions at the ballpark when it's part of the experience. You don't want to make hot dogs regular features in your grocery cart or staples in your kids' diet. And when you do treat yourself to hot dogs, try looking for brands that are lower in fat and sodium. Now that you know what the heck you're eating, proceed with caution.
Holy crap. No thanks. kind of turned me off of hot dogs there. So I went to the supermarket yesterday, which I love to do. It's my Disney World of food. You know, when you walk in a supermarket, they have like aisles and aisles of food that you can put in your mouth. Oh, it's incredible. Everything from soups to soups, nuts, meats, fish, canned things. It's wonderful. So I'm going down the aisle and I'm looking at the hot dogs, and there are a lot of choices. Check your labels before you do the hot dogs. The regular hot dogs that you love are, as the young lady described, poisonous. You might as well eat a poison mushroom. I'm telling you, it's not great. But there are hot dogs that are made from turkey and chicken, and the fat content dramatically goes down. And then also check the sodium content. You don't want anything that has more than like 250 grams of sodium per hot dog. Or don't have more than one hot dog. And then you got to get the bun, and that adds the calories and all that stuff. And then you put the condiments on it, the ketchup and the mustard and the onions and the sauerkraut and the bologna sandwiches and the ground up crap, and it's just really, whoa, it's like 2 million calories. I was looking for the chicken dogs, and I found a chicken sausage, and I don't remember the brand because I'm not that thorough in my research. But I picked up a package of it, and it had like something like 2 grams of fat and like half a gram of saturated. It's a saturated fat that I really look at. Sodium was down to 200 milligrams, and it was like a chicken sausage, and it had like a dried tomato and onion and pepper inside of it. And I thought, this sounds good. So that's the direction I went in. And so now I'm excited about the holiday. But at the same time, there is a place in my heart. Depending on your age, you might have had a relative that lost their lives defending the country, or even had some type of medical complication when they returned from active duty and had a very difficult life accordingly. That's also in my mind. And just spend, you know, I don't want to get fluffy and stuffy here, but just spend like a second in your head and just remember those that fought for the country, whether it was a justified war or not. It's not the point. It's not the point. It was what they did in their mind, at least, in order to make you safer. And that's what's important. I don't like to preach, although I wish I was a preacher, and they gave me a little house next to the church, and I wouldn't have to pay for it, and all I have to do is a couple of times a week stand up in front of 20 people and spout my my thoughts. Not a bad job. You don't have to wake up in the morning and say to yourself, what am I going to wear? It's always the same thing. So it's not so bad, and people come to you for advice and for comfort and all that, and it's not a bad job being a priest. How did I get on that? I'm not too sure. And the best part is that confession thing. I've never been to confession because I'm not that particular religious persuasion, but I've seen it on TV, and I guess the priest sits in a little room with a little screen door, and you can hear him, but you can't see him. I like that. That's like radio. That's like what I do. And the other person, the only problem with that is the person on the other end of the screen, this parishioner, admits to, I beat my wife, or I killed six people this week. Don't worry about it. Say six Hail Marys and give me a couple of bucks. I don't know how it works. I don't know how that works. But, like, I don't want to, you know, I'm sitting in a little room all by myself listening to other people's problems on the other side of the screen. I don't know. Tell me all the bad stuff you did, and I'll say, well, just don't do it again, okay? I got into a peck of trouble once. I don't know why I'm telling you this story. I got into a peck of trouble once on my radio show about 15 years ago. Yeah, it was about 15 years ago, and I'm on the radio, and I'm on this Boston station, and I was doing their morning show for years and years and years. And it was at the time of the when the Catholic priests, some of them were accused of fondling children and worse. And the fact that the Catholic Church didn't do anything about it, they just moved the priests around, it was like shuffling priests, like a big card game. Now you see the priest, now you don't. Is this your priest? Like a card game, you know, like a card trick. And a big, big scandal. You remember this if you were old enough. Generation P people don't remember this. Generation W might a little bit. Generation C, maybe not so much. It was a big, big scandal, especially in the Boston area. And I was talking about the priests and touching children. And we don't talk about that anymore because we all forgive, right? We forgive and we forget. We forgive and we forget. It's not the forgiveness, it's the forgetting, pretty much. The older you get, the more it's the forgiving list. No, it's not the forgiving. It's just the forgetting. Anyway, so I said on the air, I said, priests, people come to confession. They could actually say, I actually committed a crime. I actually hurt somebody and committed a crime. Or I actually, I almost murdered somebody or I murdered somebody. And the priest, the priest can't go to the police and say, "Oh, it was a confession today. This guy came in, Bob Jeffries, and he admitted to killing this person." The priest don't do that. It's an unwritten rule. You don't do it. But I said on the air, technically, would not the priest be an accessory to the crime by not reporting it? Even though the person they just spoke to told them that they did this, wouldn't that be illegal to not to go to the police or to the authorities? Well, and I didn't answer the question. I just posed the question, and then I went on to something else. Well, I got called in to the general manager's office one morning, and he said, Ron, what did you say? And I told him what I said. And the general manager says, you can't do that. And he pulls out a letter from his desk drawer, and it's from the diocese, of Boston. And it's signed by 12 priests of hierarchy. Condemning what I said and demanding that I, on the air, at the very least, apologize. But they didn't really say they wanted me removed. They wanted me to apologize for what I had said on the air. And the general manager looks at me and he says, "You're not going to apologize, are you?" And I said, "Well, are you going to throw me off the air?" And he said, no, but you think of some way to resolve this and do it on today's show, please. I said, okay. So I did the show, and toward the end of the show, I did say, by the way, my comments on the show a couple of days ago apparently have offended some people. And if I offended any people or any religious organizations, then I apologize for offending them. And that was the end of the show. And I walked out of the studio and the general manager was standing there, you know, eager to hear what I would have said on the air. And so I walk out of the studio and he looks at me and he has a little smile on his face and he says, "Well, you apologized, didn't you?" And I said, "Yes, I did. I apologized for what I said. No. I apologized for offending some people. Yes." And the general manager said, "Smart. Good job." And that was the end of it. And it was true. I don't do anything to hurt other people. But, you know, then you can't talk at all. So I do apologize when I say things that hurt other people. But for what I actually said, no, I don't apologize for that. Anyway, that's it. Hope I don't get any more cards and letters now because of that story. So it is Memorial Day weekend. Do think of those that, fought for this country and sacrificed themselves in many, many different ways. And don't forget to have your little hot dog, huh?
Hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. What kind of kids eat Armor hot dogs?
Step right up.
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on racks. Tough kids, sissy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. The dogs kids eat day or night.
Sad kids, funny kids, kids who fly a kite. Big kids, little kids, kids who like to fight. Love hot dogs,
Armor hot dogs.
The dogs kids love to fight.
When man bites dog, that's news, they say. But when kids bite dogs, they yell,
"Hooray for hot dogs! Armor hot dogs! The dogs!"
Hey, Ron, it's Jamie. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing? It's good to talk to you again.
I'm so glad to be back with you. Thank you.
Celebrity chef Jamie Gwen joins us. She's a frequent visitor to the program because we love to talk about food. So this is wonderful. Jamie, it's Memorial Day. Oh my God, I can't believe it! And I always want to make it a culinary wonderment, and that's when I turn to you.
Well, thank you kindly. I'm very flattered, and yes, we're going to make it wonderful. Let's kick off with a grilling tip, shall we? Because
yes.
This one single-handed action could make you a culinary hero for far longer than just Memorial Day. It's going to take you through the summer season. It's going to make you a hit for July 4th. And that is, mayo is magic. Repeat after me. Mayonnaise is magic.
Mayonnaise.
Here's why.
Magic. Okay.
It sticks really well to food. So yes, instead of butter, it makes a brilliant grilled cheese, if you think about it. But it also helps release food from hot grill grates. And it gives you beautiful golden caramelization. So my best grilling tip for the summer, uh-huh, with Memorial Day kicking off the season, is that you put a thin layer of mayonnaise onto your chicken breast and your lamb chops and your salmon fillets and even your ribeye steaks. Uh-huh. Now, you're going to call me crazy.
You're
Don't
crazy.
Knock it till you try it.
All right.
Because any grilling guru will tell you that it is the genius behind really moist proteins. And the fact that it's a clean canvas, you can flavor it with almost anything. So you could put in chili paste or pesto or dried herbs. I also brush the cut side of my burger buns with it before they go down for toasting. It really is a brilliant grilling trick. So try it out, check it out, and you too will see that mayonnaise is magic. Now, it's also magic to eat. And especially when you're grilling a turkey burger, which lean and clean could be, you know, at risk of drying out.
Mm-hmm.
For Memorial Day, Ron, I'm making spinach and feta turkey burgers with roasted red pepper mayo.
Oh.
And because I like to swap out cheddar and mozzarella and all the traditionals with Athenos feta, my turkey burger is like the most requested recipe off my grill. And everybody's coming to my house, of course, because, and I'm flattered.
Of course.
If you have a friend who's a chef, you go there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And everybody asked for my turkey burger. So the turkey burger has spinach and Athenos feta stuffed inside of it. Then it gets topped with more feta. And I'll tell you, it's creamy, tangy, that flavor pop of the feta. Everybody loves it. Athenos feta, by the way, is the number one feta in America.
Yeah.
And they sell it crumbled or chunk. They offer it with lots of different flavor enhancements. And my favorite is the tomato basil. It's just delicious.
Yeah.
And I put it on my morning eggs and I put it on tacos.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, I put Athenos feta on everything.
It's actually,
but I'll
yeah, it's actually very good for you, actually, feta cheese. It happens to be. It's very healthy.
Yeah, that it is. Lower in fat than the traditional cheeses.
Absolutely.
And I just like that it adds a twist. So, you know, buy a container of Athenos tomato basil and put it on everything, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, I will.
I also put it on salad. You do too, right?
Yes,
and
I do.
And it's not just Memorial Day. May is National Salad Month, so I wouldn't want the month to run out without celebrating. You know me, I like to celebrate every food holiday.
I know you do.
And here's some inspiration. So those bags of Fresh Express salad mixes that we all love, they're brilliant just on their own, but you can take them to the next level by making a delicious pesto pasta salad using the Fresh Express Twisted Pesto Caesar chopped salad kit. So you've got the crisp iceberg, the green leaf lettuce, the garlic brioche croutons. They're so crunchy and yummy. Really good quality Parmesan cheese and a creamy pesto Caesar dressing that comes in the bag because it's a kit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I add rotini or your cooked pasta of choice, tomatoes and walnuts, and you have this perfect pasta salad for a Memorial Day celebration, but it's pasta and salad thanks to Fresh Express, which I love. For Taco Tuesdays, which I mentioned, I do their Fresh Express Mexican style chopped salad kit and I enhance it or accentuate it. And then if I just want to throw a quick salad together, my favorite is the Butter Supreme Crunchy Salad Blend. And of course, Fresh Express is in, you know, the produce section of your grocery store. But think outside the box. You know, when it comes to subbing out your cheese for Athenos feta, when you take your Fresh Express bag, add everything from your, you know, refrigerator that's left over and make an everything salad. I think this is going to be just a holiday of really bold, fabulous flavor. And I can tell you, I couldn't be happier about that.
Wow. You know, what you pointed out is those salad kits, you don't just have to have the salad kit. You can add a lot of stuff to it and build on it and make it incredible.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a great way to use it up, right? Because you've got, you know, I don't know, leftover rotisserie chicken in the refrigerator, or that last piece of cucumber, or you know what I mean? It becomes a loaded salad. Oh, and then Ron, last but not least, I'm posting on social at Chef Jamie Gwen. The recipes, by the way, are posted at dailylounge.com.
Okay.
But I have the perfect Memorial Day dessert. It'll serve you for 4th of July picnics as well. I call them my red, white, and blue fruit kebabs, but they're made with berries of the season and fluffy marshmallows. So this is how I get my child to eat fruit, by calling it dessert.
Mm-hmm.
My son loves to help with them, but he loves to eat them even more. The marshmallows and the berries are just fabulous, but you skewer them using strawberries and blackberries in a flag design.
Oh.
And I love anything patriotic that way. So I'm posting a picture of it, recipes posted at dailylounge.com.
Beautiful. Wow. Okay. I'm...
Good stuff?
I think I'm full from just your description.
Wait, but no, but they're never full. Wait a second. I can feed you more.
Yeah,
hold
I know
on.
You can. I know you can, but they won't allow us to do that anymore.
I know. I wish you a delicious holiday, and I thank you for always welcoming me on your show.
Thank you, Jamie. Always a pleasure. You take care.
My pleasure. You too. Thank you.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Chef Jamie Gwen, and thank you to you for being here today. I'll be back again on, no, not Monday. Monday's a holiday. What am I thinking? I'll be back again on Tuesday, I do believe, with a brand new show. For those of you that have trouble peeing, don't forget that we do a 3 o'clock a.m. pee show every once in a while. Tune in to right here for that. That's 3 o'clock in the morning, you get up to pee. Come on, you do it too. There's actually a show for that. It's about 2-3 minutes long, but it's pretty cool. So check it out in this area as well. And I do remind you, because I was told by my social media manager that I must ask on every show for you to like the show, follow the show, subscribe to the show, all that kind of stuff. I don't really understand anything about it, but like me.
See me.